Hey, you know, the scripture's got answers for everything. That's right, it's got answers for everything. Yeah, and there's things that, there are scripture that's hard to deal with, and we sit there and go, well, how in the world, like the Old Testament, we were talking about that before we hit the break. I feel like I didn't expound on that enough for people. But the Old Testament, and now you heard, we've got joining us in the studio now, Mr. David Bauman, who is not only with C12, he's come in and spoke with us as well, but that's who we heard on the mic there just a little bit before, as he was, he's sitting laughing, he's with C12, which is a group of Christian business owners, and they go ahead and talk about what's happening in their business, talk with each other in their personal lives as well. We talked about that last time, but he also serves on something called the Keystone Christian Education Scholarship Committee. And we're going to talk about that in just a second. But, Scripture, even the harder areas of Scripture to resolve, like the Old Testament, sit there and go, oh, there's a lot of things that were punishable, by death. Isn't that cruel? Well, and what I said before was, well, if you're in the desert and you have nations that are trying to kill you, you just escaped from slavery, and you are trying to wander your way through this desert, and infectious disease is a risk that could wipe out your entire population, and not to mention, this is the point that I made that I want to clarify on, isn't God... If there is a God, and God is the only answer, he's the ultimate answer to everything in this world, isn't he worth our lives? Our lives. And isn't he worth protecting in his laws and pleasing him? If he is God, if he is a good God, that's a big argument. And there's a lot to get into. We won't have time to cover that right now. But I just wanted to clarify that last part a little bit. So, I don't know, Dave, what do you think? You're with C12, a Christian business organization, I guess you could say, where you guys work together and talk with each other and make sure that you're applying Scripture to your business. What do you think?
Mike, Scripture is absolutely critical in how we lead our lives. Biblical principles are what we need to do to carry our lives out properly. God has given us his word, his inspired word, and he has shown us how we should be, how we should act. And we have these principles, well, they're timeless. Whether it's 1,000 years ago, 100 years ago, 10 years ago, scriptural principles still apply. And that's how we as business people need to run our business, based upon biblical truth. What example does the Bible give us in Scripture on how we are to live our lives personally, as well as how we live our lives as a business person?
And that's it right there, principles. Because a lot of people will point to the Old Testament, and that's what I'm trying to get at in particular. They'll point to the Old Testament and go, well, what are you, apparently, according to the Bible, you're supposed to stone people who do this and to do this. Those, may I mention that those were laws to govern a nation, specifically the Israelite nation. Those are not laws for Christians as we know them today, as we know them. But those were laws specifically for the nation of Israel, how to govern themselves, which, by the way, did and not necessarily because of they were following God, but they did change throughout that and got a king and a lot of things happened there if we look at history and things like that. But what you said right there is exactly it, the principles behind it, because all those laws and all that calling to what we call holiness, righteousness, following what God says, it all eventually does point to Jesus, does it not?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, God laid down the principles for the children of Israel, the Israelites, and so many times they failed. But yet God's grace was there, and he gave them a second chance. And so we read the Old Testament, and we see, oh, they did this, and they did that, and they complained, and there's God's evidence. And it's so much how we are today that we complain and we fuss, but God loves us, and the grace is there. that he's given us.
Yeah, and we're even seeing God listening to the prayers of his people in this nation. As things have gone south for many years, as a lot of people would say, and the American public is not necessarily happy with the direction the government's heading in, God, in some respect, is beginning to move, is beginning to change some different things with the hearts and minds of Americans. We're getting the rumblings now. This whole thing with the Supreme Court ruling on homosexual marriage this summer is stirring a lot of pastors in particular. But there is the rumbles of an awakening mm-hmm. of God's people to the importance of Scripture and what God has commanded us to do. But let's go into the spotlight, because I want to talk about this. This is real interesting. You serve on the Keystone Christian Education Scholarship Committee. You administer the distribution of funds through the Pennsylvania Education Improvement Income Tax Credit Program. Let me say that again. The Pennsylvania Education Improvement Income Tax Credit Program. And that's what you want to talk about this morning, Mr. Bauman. What, tell us about that.
Certainly. 2001, this started. This was a way to enable parents and students to get funding, to help them out, to get to schools that they feel would be better for their children, instead of the normal education that everyone in the state of Pennsylvania is enabled to be part of. That's the public education system. But it's an alternative. And legislation was put forward in 2001 to enable businesses to take a, we'll call it a tax credit, or perhaps take the funds that, instead of going into the normal tax system, were allowed to be sent to scholarships, for scholarships, to enable parents and students to have some alternative education.
So it's like a voucher.
In certain respects, yes. Yes.
And this is different from a voucher. How?
It is. It is. What we do, and since this was allowed in 2001, Keystone Christian Education Association, based in Harrisburg, what has been involved in this. And there are scholarship organizations all throughout the state of Pennsylvania. I believe Pennsylvania was the pioneering state in doing this. Other states in the union are able to do this now. Not that many, to the best of my knowledge. But it's a way that we can go forward, we can give, and again, the monies are not given to the schools, per se. They go to the parents. So the parents, they're the decision makers. They're the ones that can look at a school and say, this is for my child, or this is not for my child. So at Keystone Christian Education, now, Keystone Christian Education Association, we have member schools within our organization throughout the state. And so our scholarships would go to those parents that are involved in those schools that are affiliated with Keystone. However, there are other scholarships organizations around the state that may impact the school, the private school, the Christian school, the Archdiocese, you may be going there, and there's a scholarship organization that may be involved, enabling you as a parent to make that choice to get to the school that you want your children to be at.
To be able to access this educational improvement, it's the Educational Improvement Tax Credit, EITC, to yes. be able to access this.
That's correct.
So Keystone Christian Education Scholarship Committee is just one outlet. And if you are associated, if it's a school that is associated with Keystone Christian Education Scholarship Committee, they will be able to get you to access this this Pennsylvania Educational Improvement Income Tax Credit Program. Mm-hmm. But there are other programs out there as well.
That's correct.
Now, tell me about Keystone Christian Education Scholarship Committee. And you yourself have been on before with C12.
Right.
A wonderful group. Tell us about Keystone, though.
Keystone was started in 1974, and the idea was with, and the concept, we need to have an influence, I'll use the term influence, but a way that schools that have of like-minded philosophy, of desiring to have their children educated in a classical format, as well as an atmosphere that is distinctively Christian. There are organizations out there that say they're Christian, but are they really distinctively Christian? Are biblical principles being taught? And so Keystone Christian Education Association was formed. They came over the board of directors. So for quite a few years, they've been out in the forefront in the state of Pennsylvania and changing and adapting as we go forward in time. But Keystone, we have fine arts festivals. We have athletic contests, be it basketball, be it soccer, be it baseball, whatever it might be. And the idea is to bring these schools together that are like-minded to set up competition, fine arts. When I say fine arts festival, we're talking about choral things. We're talking about instrumental things. We're talking about singing solos, those types of things that students are part of their training in their Christian school. So it's an avenue to come together and to be part of other Christian schools around the state.
Oh, yeah, and and we're going to talk a little bit more about Keystone Christian Education Scholarship Committee. You may even want to get involved with Keystone. We're going to talk about that. We're going to continue our conversation with David Bauman and why something like this is so important in our community.
Are you confused by your investment statements? Would you like a second opinion? MFB Wealth Management would be happy to meet with you. We'll review your statements and explain them to you to make it easier for you to understand. Hi, I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. MFB stands for My Father's Business from Luke 2:49, when Jesus said, "I must be about my Father's business." We seek to serve and honor God by being a blessing to others and their families. We will work with you using sound biblical planning for your financial future.
Call MFB today at 215-723-8999 to schedule your free appointment.
MFB Wealth Management, 215-723-8999. Visit our website, mfbwm.com.
A second set of eyes on your investments can't hurt. 215-723-8999.
Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA, SIPC.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. We're often asked questions that go like this. What's the best way to communicate with elected officials on issues or proposals that I care about? Is it a phone call? Do emails work? If I write a letter, should it be handwritten? Well, we're glad to hear those questions because it shows the questioners care enough to get involved. Well, what we have found to be most effective is face-to-face visits. And to do that with state lawmakers is not hard since they're in their district office at least 2 days a week. But if you can't make that happen, the rule of thumb is the more personal, the better. A phone call or letter that you write is good. Emails work too, but are best when delivered in quantity with lots of people writing. One thing that we know does not work, and that is staying silent. Sadly, too many people choose that option and then get the government they deserve. Find out more about the Pennsylvania Family Institute and how to take action at our website at pafamily.org.
Welcome back to the program. Hey, Michael Evans here. You can call in at 610-539-TALK. Time for our spotlight. We've been doing our spotlight. Not time for our spotlight. We've been doing it. You're on It's a New Day, 1180 WFYL, working for your liberty. We have in studio with us Mr. David Bauman, who has come and talked with us about C-12, but he's talking to us now about the Keystone Christian Education Association, specifically the EITC, Educational Improvement Tax Credit. Information you need to know, especially if you value classical education or even classical Christian education. Now, there's something else. It's called the Opportunity Scholarship Tax Credit Program. David, could you tell us a little bit about the Opportunity Scholarship Tax Credit Program?
Yes, Mike, let me get into that a little bit. What's interesting on that is it's there's the EITC, which is the Educational Improvement Tax Credit, and then there's the OSTC. Now, perhaps it's a little bit tough to, let me put it this way. For the EITC, every resident of PA attending a legal PA school, if they are low or middle income, eligibility for the OSTC is limited to about 15% of PA residents. These are students who are legal residents of the attendance area of a public school building that is among the worst performing schools based upon state test results. So basically, the OST is limited to the years of schooling when a child would be assigned to that specific school. Eligibility is not limited to those who are actually attending. Thus, if a family is optioned out for whatever reason, they are still eligible. So in other words, the OST, that program is designed for people that are involved in underperforming schools by testing averages, and the state would administer those, or we'd find out through state averages.
Now, in particular, Philadelphia schools have fallen under fire and have fallen under a lot of that kind of criticism. This is something, if you are in those districts, if you are in a school that is underperforming, according to statistics,
right?
Okay, not just in your opinion, but that is according to statistics, you could use this Opportunity Scholarship Tax Credit program as basically the same kind of thing as the EITC. It's a voucher. In some ways, it is different, though.
That's right. That's right. And Mike, if I could just talk a little bit about what taxes are there that businesses pay that are available to be part of this. And remember that when this was put together in 2001, this is through the Pennsylvania legislature. And they've been going forward with this and allotting monies for this. There are seven different taxes. For instance, in corporations, we can have a corporate net income tax, a capital stocks, and franchise tax. For insurance companies, insurance premiums tax, title insurance company share tax. For banks and similar organizations, there's the bank and trust company shares tax, mutual thrift institutions tax, and then for sub-S companies, and other pass-through entities, personal income tax of S-corporation shareholders or partnership partners. So therefore, these are just some of the tax that can be used to, instead of that money, we've got to pay it as business people, but instead of that money just going into the we'll call it the big black hole of taxes.
All right.
We can take those monies. They can be donated to scholarship organizations, and those monies can be used. And again, it could be a parochial school, it could be a Christian school, it could be a private school, as long as it comes under a duly organized and properly organized scholarship organization.
And that makes a little bit more sense, and that's why Keystone Christian Education Association, you guys have the scholarship. It's based off of that tax credit.
That's correct.
And these tax credit programs. And there are other organizations out there, but we're talking about Keystone in particular, though, and your standards that you have for education.
Yeah, and Mike, if I could say this, it's quite an interesting process to go through to make sure that families qualify. Now, the way we do it, we have, and obviously the radio audience cannot see this, but I've got an application here. We'll call it Exhibit A, right to you, Mike. You can
Exhibit
see it.
A. All right.
Exhibit A.
I have Exhibit A.
You have Exhibit A, but you open it up and you can see the various things. Ask about a family, what's their taxable income, what's their non-taxable income, what's their housing information, what's their assets and investments, unusual circumstances. All these different things are taken, all this information is put together. And then we send it off to another organization. They go through it, and they put it together, and they say, okay, these are the most families, at least the way our scholarship organization works, is these are the most needy families that certainly would like to get their children in a Christian school that's part of Keystone Christian Education Association, but we'd like to help them out. So they rate those families from the most neediest to the least neediest. And it's kind of interesting because people all have different perspectives on what our needs, and some people are disqualified because they've got a lot of discretionary income. They perhaps don't realize it.
Right.
And as we as a committee go through that, but we don't know. See, the interesting, Mike, is we don't know the names of individuals. We just look at information, and then we decide, all right, we can allot so much money mm-hmm. to these families. Again, to the families that are going to school, not to the schools.
Which protects against any kind of favoritism or anything
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely, that's
right. You're just looking at numbers.
We try to do it in a very objective way so that we don't know who we're giving money to because we want it to be that way, and that's the way it should be in our organization.
And that's a wonderful way to do things. It's the only way to do things when you're handling this amount of money coming through tax credits. So tell us about this rally that you're going to be having for this program.
Yeah, we had a rally. There was a rally on the Capitol steps.
Well, that's right.
It was. Past tense. There'll be more rallies in the future. But back on, I think it was May 6th, there was a rally. That's a Wednesday rally in Harrisburg on the state Capitol steps. And legislators from Harrisburg were there, and we had various speakers throughout that couple of hours that we were together on the steps. So we had a very interesting speaker that day. We had Ricky Waters speak. Now, Ricky Waters, if those out there are a Seattle Seahawks fan or a 49ers fan or a Philadelphia Eagles fan, he was a player with the Eagles, those teams. Did quite well, did very well. But here's the interesting story. Now, he grew up went to Catholic schools in Harrisburg, went to Notre Dame. But here's the story, and I think this is the reason we had him there, was because he left for the draft, to go into the draft, did not finish his education at Notre Dame, but in his 40s took his wife, his children, went back to South Bend, Indiana, and got his education. And he told the story of how that private education in that school helped him to grow, to do the right things. He went to Notre Dame, was a success as a pro football player. Then he went back and got his education. It was scary for him. He sat in that classroom with these undergraduates.
Yeah, I bet it was.
And it was for him to go back to school and talk about that. But the value of education, the value of having a choice about his education and going back those many years later and getting that degree, very, very satisfying.
We got just a little bit of time left, but how would a business get involved with this program if they'd like to?
Contact Keystone Christian Education Association. Google it. Easy to come right. KCEA. You can Google KCEA. And we will get in contact with you. We have information we can send out. We hardly scratched the surface today, but there's things that can be done, and you can get a tax credit and use your money to help parents and students.
That's KCEA.com. You got to head to a break. KCEA.com. Thank you so much, Mr. Bauman, for being with us.
It's great to be here.
We're going to move with more headlines after this. Thank you.
WFYL. Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A shooting at a Walmart in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Two people are dead with others wounded. Police on scene not saying how many people are hurt or exactly what happened, except to say there's no more risk to the public. Those gunshots were reported just after 1 a.m. at a store that's open 24 hours. Widespread flash flooding in Texas with a search for bodies in the Blanco River.
12 people and two families are missing after a vacation home was swept off its foundation in Wimberley, Texas. In Houston, homes were damaged and 2,000 people were evacuated.
I just don't want to get washed away.
The National Weather Service says between 6 and 10 inches of rain has fallen there. Evacuations are underway in Austin. With rising water still threatening homes, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has declared disaster areas in 37 counties so far.
Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Another inch or two of rain is expected in north central Texas today. Fox News. We report. You decide.
My name is Nancy Becker, and I am your recorder of deeds here in Montgomery County. It's very important for the veterans to be aware that they should record their DD-214 or military discharge in the recorder of deeds office. This is important because when a veteran passes, the funeral director will usually contact the recorder of deeds office so that they can arrange for a military funeral. And this relieves the burden of family members of trying to find this very important document. But the most important reason is that we are now issuing a veteran's photo ID card that entitles the veterans to discounts and incentives from nearly 400 businesses here in Montgomery County. All the veteran has to do is come into the Recorder of Deeds office at 1 Montgomery Plaza in Norristown. Parking is always free for our veterans. You just come into the parking garage and tell them you're a veteran and you can park free of charge. Bring along your DD-214 and a photo ID. We'll issue you the veteran's photo ID, give you a list of the businesses that are participating. Takes about 10-15 minutes at the most, and this way you will be receiving these discounts. The incentive for the business to do this is we advertise your business free of charge. My website gets about 1,000 hits a week, so the potential for over 1,000 people of seeing your business is there. Also, every veteran gets a list of all the businesses participating. They get it when they come into the office, and we email them to them every 3 to 4 weeks so that the veteran is aware of the new businesses we have. Veterans of Montgomery County, please come into our office. It would be my honor to shake your hand and thank you for your service to our country.
Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
Hi, friends. Janet Parshall here, host of In the Market with Janet Parshall. I'm excited about partnering with 1180 AM WFYL to bring you a fast-paced conversation every Sunday. As you listen to In the Market, we'll examine major news stories and issues, equipping you to be bold when voicing truth in a confused and chaotic culture. I look forward to engaging my new friends at 1180 AM WFYL every Sunday at 12:05 p.m. on In the Market.
Hey, good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the program. You could call in 610-539-TALK. And, here we go. We are, we've got a interesting headline from Newsmax. Oh, are you ready for this? Ferguson protesters, they're now protesting over not getting paid. Oh, that's right. That's right, the protesters, it has come out, are paid. Who knew about that? Yep, I know. Who knew about that? Who called it? So many people are going to be jumping on this. At least some of the protesters who looted, rioted, but well, they may not jump on it. Rioted, burned buildings, and overturned police cars in Ferguson, Missouri last year were promised payment of up to $5,000 per month to join the protest. This is according to Newsmax.com. However, when the Missourians Organizing for Reform and Empowerment, the successor group to the now bankrupt St. Louis branch of ACORN, Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, stiffed the protesters, they launched a sit-in at the headquarters of Moore and created a Twitter page to demand their money. The Washington Times reports. I'm looking at the Twitter page right now. Oh, the humanity. Hashtag cut the check. That's right. That's the Twitter page. Cut the check. Let's see. Paid protesters waiting for their checks outside of ACORN. So apparently no one believed in this to fight enough for it. Well, some people believe very strongly about this, but apparently not enough if they don't get a check. That's not on everyone. I know that there are people who are peaceful and they're not just there for a check. I do know that, whether you agree with it or not. Cut the check. I'm thankful I was able to use my savings in order to quit in March, and I remain thankful for family and friends who supported me. DeRay McKesson. If you tell a lie enough times, folks say you start to believe it. DeRay spews more lies to deny. Hashtag cut the check. Hashtag Ferguson. I'm thankful I was able to use my savings in order to quit the march. Next, oh boy. Yeah. Hey, here's another one. BHO fake follower. Hey, idiot protesters, how about we deduct from all your checks all the damages you caused? Hashtag wake up America. Talking to cut the check. Yeah. So go ahead and check this out. That's hashtag cut the check. You've got to be kidding me. I haven't seen anything more ridiculous than this. So if we go back to that Newsmax article, cut the check. You got to. Where do these, well, I guess we should have expected if it was from Soros or who knows. I'm sure Soros is connected to funding this organization which took Acorn's place, Missourians Organizing for Reform and Empowerment. The Washington Times, though, reported on this as well. Presidential candidate and former Representative Alan B. West, Representative Republican in Florida, noted on his website, instead of being thankful for getting off the unemployment line for a few weeks and having a little fun protesting, the paid rioters who tore up Ferguson, Missouri, are protesting again. Apparently, that's all they know how to do is just complain. Yeah, that's right, complain. Because there are more horrible things happening in the world. Here's the Washington Times. Hired Black Lives Matter protesters start hashtag cut the check after being stiffed by Acorn Successor Group. Hired protesters with the Black Lives Matter movement. So protests now, they're not actually American. They're not organized from descendants of the people. Again, whether or not you agree with protests in Ferguson, whether or not you're for that or against that, or I'm not even going to open that can of worms again. But apparently they're not just grown anymore. They're bought. You could buy protests. And that's what's happening. So first of all, this is Representative Alan B. West. You could even imagine getting paid $5,000 a month for running around holding a sign and burning down an occasional building. It's around $1,250 per week. Try making that at McDonald's or Starbucks. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I guess the people protesting that McDonald's should have higher wages for them should just take up protesting as a side gig. I'd have that entrepreneurial spirit just pervade. This needs to be our facepalm today. We haven't even gotten to the facepalm. This needs to be our facepalm for the day. The Kansas City Star estimates that the Ferguson riots characterized as a spontaneous eruption of anger over the shooting of unarmed Black criminal Michael Brown. Yeah. By Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. Cost the county $4.2 million. Apparently, this is a new organization. Millennial Activists United, or MAL. First thing that comes to mind is Mao Zedong, but I don't know what they are or where they stand. Posted a letter on their website saying, on May 14, 2015, many individuals and organizations of the protest movement that began in Ferguson, Missouri, organized a sit-in in the office of Missourians Organizing for Reform and Empowerment. The demand was simple. Cut the checks. This needs to be our facepalm for today. It needs to be. Yep, that needs to be our facepalm for today. Well, there you have it. That's it. That's our facepalm. It's over. It's done. Yep. Ferguson protesters now getting paid. Or at least were paid. An unpaid rent-a-mob. Here's Front Page Mag reporting. quote, the unpaid rent-a-mob operatives complain that more, this organization, the acronym's more, how, you know, it sounds like a spoiled child, more. You know, that's what the organization's called, more. They just want more and more and more. More, oh, more is funded by liberal billionaire George Soros, the Times notes, that's the Washington Times, through his Open Society Foundations. It's like reading through an apocalyptic novel, folks. This is, quote, here's this letter from Millennial Activists United. Questions have been raised as to how the movement is to sustain when white nonprofits are hoarding monies collected off of black bodies. When we will hold the industry of black suffering accountable? The people of the community are fed up, and the accountability begins here and now, the letter continues. There is an insidious strand of racism and white supremacy that exists in this movement. Oh, now it's racism and white supremacy as to why they're not cutting the check. No, they don't want to pay criminals. And they don't hold their word, apparently. This money is typically in the hands of white people who oversee the types of services that the nonprofit provides. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I keep on telling it's all about racist white people, while having select token black people to spearhead the conversations within and to the community. Moore is funded by liberal billionaire George Soros. The OSF, the Times states, paid for activists from various protest groups from to travel to Ferguson and take part in the demonstrations. More than 500 of us, this is Akiba Solomon of Color Lines, stated more than 500 of us have traveled from Boston, Chicago, Columbus, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, Nashville, Portland, Tucson, Washington, D.C., Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and other cities to support the people of Ferguson and help turn a local moment into a national movement. Yeah, and get paid for doing it. That's dedication. Could hire you. I'll hire you. Hey, how about this? I'll hire you to counter-protest. How's that sound? There's absolutely no doubt that part of the reason that Ferguson flared up was because protesters were being paid to be there. That makes you wonder how many are being paid in Baltimore. How many more will be paid in the future? That's the right scoop. This is all from an article on Newsmax.com. You gotta check out the Twitter page. Cut the check. Hashtag cut the check. And you'll find all the ammo you need against these despicable human beings, in a lot of sense, who not only got paid to protest, but to break law in some cases. Not every case. Dear Lord, what am I, the PC man? I'm politically correct. Not PC in the slightest sense of PC. We've got to get to a facepalm. We'll get to something a little lighthearted, a little bit more lighthearted than that. Do not let yourself be discouraged. That is not our facepalm for today. That's a headline for today because it's insanity. Then we could talk about how the rest of the world is basically putting its head in the sand as far as modern-day slavery goes. I'm looking at an MSN article here. It's Filipina maid photographs modern slavery in Hong Kong. How the rest of the world has pretty much been putting its head in the sand as far as that's concerned. But we need something a little bit more uplifting, don't we? Newsmax.com. That's where you could find this article. Ferguson protesters now protesting over not getting paid. So, apparently the principle of the squeaky wheel is what dominates in American culture today. You just gotta squeak a little louder and you'll get your money. Hashtag cut the check.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Jeff Bush here from Informed Family Financial Services, located right here in Norristown. Are you nearing the decision about Social Security? Are you aware of the unique claiming strategies available to you when it comes to your Social Security benefits? Don't make a snap decision. Give me a call today at 610-630-4495 to schedule your no-obligation consultation. That's 610-630-4495. Representative of USA Financial Securities, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Carla Dedesi, author of the Julia Learns book series and host of Your Family Matters here at 1180 WFYL. Let's make 2015 the year that we read quality books to our children, the future leaders of this country. Please start with my book series, Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely and Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely. Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely is instructing our children to vote with conservative values and the importance of planting those seeds deeply into our children's hearts at an early age. Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely is planting seeds deeply for truth and nobility and righteousness that we see in traditional marriage. They are the only books that are sharing this message with our children, the future leaders of the United States of America. And please keep a lookout for a third book that will be launched this April 2015, Julia Learns How to Protect Life Wisely. Remember, today's readers are tomorrow's future leaders.
The Julia Learns series can be purchased as ebooks, printed books, and on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other Christian retailers.
You're listening to WFYL 1180, working for your liberty and things that matter. Thanks for listening.
All right, so I've got a daily facepalm, but you're not gonna believe. Well, you will believe it, but you're not gonna understand it. That's for sure. I've got a facepalm here. It's a Twitter craze. Yep. Oh, it's setting up for a facepalm. It's not hashtag cut the check. Don't worry about that. It's not hashtag cut the check. I'm looking at some of the posts here. Paid protesters not getting paid for protesting. Pictures of people standing outside a really ugly looking building, office, whatever. Yeah. Hashtag cut the check. Hired Ferguson rioters are angry. Today's laugh just got just too good to be true. The number's too good and the number two be true. What happened to words? Don't use words is from far right of left. Should they protest for a minimum wage hike? They got protest for a minimum wage, then they wouldn't need to be protesting for a minimum wage, so they should just keep on protesting in order to make money protesting for a increase in money. Yeah, that's that logic. You like that logic. I know you do, because it results in more money. More money for you. No, not more money for you. More money for them. Am I getting that divisive talk now? I guess I am. It's divisive talk. I can't do that. No. This isn't about covetousness or selfishness or sin. This is just about people exercising their freedom of speech. This has nothing to do with sin. said the radio show host so sarcastically. All right, it's time for our facepalm. So, have you heard of the Charlie Charlie Challenge? Well, the headline reads at mirror.co.uk, watch the terrifying results as people try to summon Mexican demon. Oh yeah, they're posting it on Twitter. It's a Twitter craze. The Charlie Charlie Challenge. As it reads, our readers are having some very spooky experiences with the Mexican demon after youngsters promoted a Twitter craze when they tried out the challenge. Oh, that's not stupid. We're gonna try to invite the biggest evil, which people are saying is real. Not Christians either, probably. People were just doing this challenge. What happens when you try to summon a Mexican demon following the steps from the latest internet craze? Our readers have shown it's certainly not for the lighthearted, as daredevils across the world share their spooky stories. So, you apparently put down a pencil. And this pencil, it's got like, it's on a piece of paper, the pencils are put in across, and it's got yes, yes, no, no on like different sides, and you ask if Charlie's there, and then if he is, he moves the pencil a little bit to a yes, or he moves it to a no, and then it always goes to this, when dealing with supernatural, you want to ask him for advice. That's the facepalm right there. I would like to ask you, sadistic, demonic force, for advice about my life. Could you please? You should see my expressions right now. They're priceless. Charlie, Charlie, give me advice in your oh-so-sadistic and monstrous way as to how I should run my life. That's how teenagers are. That's how they are entertaining themselves today. YouTube isn't enough, apparently. Go ahead, do a little dance in your car. Why not? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah is right. Well, they're kids, right? Kids can be stupid every once in a while. I guess they are, stupid. Yeah, that's right. It's stupid. Demons are real, people. People think I'm crazy if I say that. Well, they're real. You're trying to summon one. That's at mirror.co.uk. So apparently that's... people are trying to entertain themselves by summoning pure evil. I didn't realize that was an entertainment craze. Apparently, if you want to entertain yourself, you just have to pull up the most vile form of evil humanity's ever experienced and welcome it into your home and ask it for advice. Pastors are dropping and rolling on the floor right now because of all the people in their congregations they wished would be receptive to what God's word has to say. And who are instead playing Charlie Charlie. Or the Charlie Charlie Challenge. Whatever the heck it is. Well, there you have it. That's our daily facepalm for today. We're wrapping up the program here. But you could call in, by the way. 610-539-8255-56539-TALK. So we are... we are going to just do a little update on Ukraine. And it's still going on, still raging. Here's from the Bloomberg View, bloombergview.com. Putin burns his dead to hide Ukraine aggression. Russia is so desperate to hide its military involvement in Ukraine, which everyone knows is complete beeswax. Yeah, I just use that term that way. It actually sounded, felt pretty good. To hide its military involvement in Ukraine, that it has brought in mobile crematoriums to destroy the bodies of its war dead, say U.S. lawmakers who traveled to the war-torn country this spring. The U.S. and NATO have long maintained that thousands of Russian troops are fighting alongside separatists inside eastern Ukraine, and that the Russian government is obscuring not only the presence, but also the deaths of its soldiers there. In March, NATO Deputy Secretary General Alexander Vershbow told a conference, "Russian leaders are less and less able to conceal the fact that Russian soldiers are fighting and dying in large numbers in eastern Ukraine." Hence the extreme measures to get rid of the evidence. The Russians are trying to hide their casualties by taking mobile crematoriums with them. That's from House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mac Thornberry. They're trying to hide not only from the world, but from the Russian people, their involvement. We've talked about this before, how Russia has state-controlled media. That goes for television, that goes for internet. So that the people in Russia are cut off from the rest of the world, at least from what the Kremlin doesn't want them to know. I know it's a Soviet war era reference, but, I mean, let's face it, what's really changed? Yeah. Thornberry said he had not seen evidence of the crematoriums from both U.S. and Ukrainian, or said he said that he had seen evidence, not he had not, said he had seen evidence of the crematoriums both from both U.S. and Ukrainian sources. He said it cannot disclose details of classified information, but insisted that he believed the reports. Quote, "What we have heard from the Ukrainians, they're largely supported by U.S. intelligence and others because they need us. They need us there. And while we, not we, while Obama lets the world run amok, people are losing their lives." That's all I got to say for that. But remember, in all these things, I don't care what comes tomorrow. I don't care what I talked about today. Remember this. Jesus Christ is not only Lord, but he is the hope for all the world. For you, me, even those who don't believe. We'll see you tomorrow at 7 to 9.